What's up, beautiful people? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz.
That word, influencer, is interesting to me because it's like we're influencing people to do what? A lot of people call themselves social media influencers, but you're influencing people to do what? Is it to reach a level of beauty that is not attainable naturally? Is it to have people lust after cars or material objects that will never bring somebody true happiness? This is what it means to be an influencer. You know, when you get pulled over, you're drunk. They say you're under the influence. A lot of people are intoxicated by what these influencers put out there. When you get sick, what do they say? You've come down with influenza. A lot of people are ill because of what these influencers put out there. So I just have one question for every influencer, because we're all influencers. And that question is, when people come to your page, do they walk away better or worse? Thank you, guys.
Hello, 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 my beautiful spazzers. How are you guys doing? Welcome back. We are now in April, which is going to be second quarter. I did explain in one of my podcasts that I, over the past few years, I've broken down my years in quarters. It's easier for me personally to accomplish different steps and goals that I set out in my life. So I wanted to, you know, come and pay you guys a visit. It's been a while. It's been some months per usual. But here I am, and I'm just, you know, ready to get into it. So I chose to open up this episode with a drop from an influencer, a social media influencer. He goes by the name of Prince_EA. So shout out to Prince_EA. That clip, speaking about influencers, it just spoke to me, and it was very, very positive, and it was true. It was true content. So I was like, oh, I hope you don't mind if I steal it and put it in a drop, because I think it's amazing. I think it's dope. I think it's a message that is very, very important to hear. So I wanted to open up with that, you know what I mean? Because it is true. First of all, you know, we are living in a time where social media influencers is like a whole new upbeat roar. Everybody wants to influence. You have kids in school. When you asking them, you know, what do you want to be? What do you want to be when you get older? You probably still get your, you know, your doctors, your lawyers, your scientists, your cops and firefighters and all the typical things that we heard a lot of when we were growing up. I know when I was a little girl, I wanted to be a lawyer. That was my dream. That was my dream job. I wanted to be a lawyer. Which is crazy to think about it now. And it's actually still, if I really wanted to pursue it and I still found some type of passion for that, that I would definitely, I could definitely tap into it. But I've always seen myself being like this dope ass, well-dressed lawyer, hella educated, you know, fighting for my people. That's literally what my goal was when I was a little girl. And then it, somewhere down the line, it changed. And then I wanted to get into fashion. You know, and then that changed, and, you know, things change. But we're seeing a major shift now to where a lot of girls and guys want to be influencers. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a beautiful thing. We all have some type of purpose and influencing. You never know who you're inspiring. I always say that. You never, ever, ever know who you are inspiring. You never know who is watching. You never know who is listening. You never know who is taking notes. You just never do. We show too much attention to people, you know, our quote unquote haters and things like that. People are on here hating. They're hating on me. They're not liking this. Ain't sharing this. Woo woo. I mean, even the haters are being influenced. You know what I'm saying? And so it's, and you know, I'm really careful, especially nowadays. I'm really, really careful in my intent of what I speak, of what I feel as a hater is, of what I put out and so forth, because I don't want anybody to, you know, be misled by me, by my word, Because words are powerful. Your actions are powerful. What you put out there is powerful. And it's really, really important to be very, very aware and cautious of that. Sure, I talk a lot of shit. You feel me? And that's just what it is. I'm never going to change. I'm a shit talker. But let's for me, I can only speak on my experience with myself and how I talk. But for me, I talk a lot of real shit. It's just that my delivery could be very, very harsh, forward, bold, in your face. Some may think it's rude. Some may think, you know, misconstrued as me being mean. Whatever. Whatever floats your boat. I got over that a long time ago. As far as how people take my delivery, majority of people take my delivery, that's me, you know what I mean? And I am cautious. When I heard that clip, I was like, damn, you know, that's dope. Like, I wish more people understood this power. Jules, you know I'm recording. You better not fuck up, because I don't know who you think you are. Just chill. You act like we don't got neighbors walking up and down, but like we don't live in apartments. We got to share our space for now. It's only temporary. Chill. You know, I have to gather her ass real quick. Julesy feeling like she big boss, you know. And I ain't even going to lie to y'all. I hype her up like she big boss, because she is big boss. But not right now while I'm recording. But anywho, it's important to sit back and understand that, because it's true. You know, a lot of her, no shade to our beauty industry and our beauty influencers, but it is so true. You are, a lot of beauty gurus do put out content with perfect bodies and perfect faces and beat down faces where they're taking hours to obtain this look. They're going to surgery to obtain these bodies. Influencers that are new mommies. This is a big thing. New mommies, and then they're coming back to the gram or snap or TikTok, wherever there are, you know, with their postpartum bodies, perfect, absolutely flawlessly perfect. That's unbelievable. You know what I mean? Some people do naturally have that snapback. They just have really good, great genes. What a blessing is that? But that's not always realistic. And then you have real young ladies being hard on themselves and judging themselves because of what society is now showing them, you know, that is, you know, obtainable in beauty, but that's thousands of dollars worth of surgeries that they probably just had. Or you have men, you know, influencing and pressing girls to look a certain way because they're you know, obsessed with strolling behavior and these Instagram models and these perfect bodies and this fit mom and all this kind of stuff, not giving women a chance to really sit down and properly heal. You're starting to see guys now getting body surgeries with fake abs and things like that because they too struggle with insecurities about how to be the perfect man and how they look, you know, how abs is busting for the, you know, to attract more women. All these things that we are constantly seeing right in the palm of our hands, 24/7. 24/7, because guess what, baby? The internet don't shut down. The internet does not close. You know what I'm saying? The internet does not close. Now we have a whole new metaverse world where that's popping 24/7, where people are literally going and living in a whole virtual reality world, and they're not even in tune with the real world, like what's really going on around here. You know, they're not communicating and going on dates in real life no more. They're meeting up with people in the club in the metaverse. This is a real thing. And so when I seen that clip and it came across my feed, I said, ooh, this is powerful. What are people taking away when they look? And my Instagram is not like influencer. It's just not. Like, you know, I need to shape up my Instagram and get better with my content and stuff like that. It's a lot of work to post a reel, whatever you call it, and be constant with that. It's a lot of work. So I don't want to take away from our influencers, because if that's all you're doing in your life is influencing and you're creating content, don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. They are putting in work. TikToks and all that kind of stuff, that takes a lot of time. And when you are juggling a 9-to-5 job and all this kind of, I know that just by my little podcast that I barely keep up to date with. that I barely keep up to date with. It's hard to come up with content to create. And for me personally, it's important for me to make sure that I'm creating cautious content that actually means something to somebody. Now, it's not going to resonate with everybody. I've accepted that when I dropped it. When I first put out Spaz, I was like, some people are not going to like this context. Some people are going to think that this is too much. Some people are not going to give a damn about what I say. Some people are going to judge me by how I pronounce things because I pronounce things wrong. People are going to have their opinions. Guess what, bitch? Do it. Put it out. Who gives a fuck? It's somebody out there that's going to hit this and it's going to be real life and they're going to be influenced. And then maybe they'll turn around and do better. Maybe they'll turn around and believe in themselves. Maybe they'll turn around and, you know, want to create. Or maybe they just want to listen to some motivation. Maybe they just want to see that somebody does relate to them and sees them. You know what I mean? The same way that certain people or certain podcasters that I listen to, I feel seen. I feel seen. Like, oh, wow. Like, hey, like, I feel like we can be friends in real life. I can't tell you guys how many podcasters I follow. I follow a whole community of podcasters, and I have been following since back in like 2014, 2015. Genuinely feel like if I met these people that I follow in real life, we kicking it because I relate to you guys. I relate to your content. Your content is positive, and you know, certain episodes I download and I save and I listen to on a regular, whatever the case may be. It's important to be cautious about what you put out there. We all know that it's important to watch what you speak and what you will into your life, the power of the tongue, the power of words, things like that. I still work on the power of the tongue. I unconsciously sometimes speak on things and just don't. Like right now, y'all know my car is a get up. My little car is a get up car. Still paying notes to my little, well, I shouldn't really say my raggedy car because at least I'm driving. You know what I mean? But it's not the most perfect car. It's crazy when I get dressed and I go out and I got to walk out on my little heels, my cute little outfit, and go get in my car. Like, ugh, damn, here I go. Then I got to remember, damn, Shreda, you don't remember the last time you rode a bus. You don't remember the last time you didn't have a car and couldn't afford the gas to even go take a ride somewhere. So let's be grateful and humble. Let's remember where you came from. You know what I mean? And, you know, humbling yourself because you're seeing everybody getting new cars, new this, new that. Of course, you're like, dang, I want a new car. My credit's good enough to go get a car and not have a down payment and do all this stuff. Or is it smart of me to pay this off and still continue to work on my goals of ownership? Yeah, I think it's smart of me to continue with this car, pay it off, work on my goals, and obtain ownership. But I have to have those pep talks with myself. Okay? I have to sit back and get real with myself and believe in myself to continue to keep going on my right path. To continue to, you know, not lose focus of what I'm trying to obtain in the long run because I've came a long ways and it is working. And I'm so proud of myself that I've been keeping my head down and I've just been focused on what I want to accomplish and just being proud of self. You know what I'm saying? Of obtaining those particular goals that I have to, you know, sit out and obtain. But it's hard when you see YouTube influencers that are living in influencer houses. That's a big thing now where a lot of kids are getting into beautiful mansions and they're just in the house all day creating content. You know what I mean? Because I follow young ones too. I'm always really curious to see what the younger generation is doing and I'm always trying to figure them out. Because what is this, Gen Z or whatever? Because I don't even really know my generation like that. I get confused if we're millennials or what are we? I don't know. I get confused. I got to do a little bit more understanding and research on that. However, I am always really, really curious on how our young adults are moving in now in today's world because all they know is social media. When I was in high school, yes, we had little flip phones and camera. I remember when camera phones first came out. I had a little pink razor. Before my pink razor, I had a, an audio box or something, an audio box, something like that from Metro, flip phone, camera phone. Wish I had that phone because my first Mary J. Blige concert is on that phone. When I grabbed that girl up, when I was trying to snatch her ass off the stage, camera all in her face, those pictures are on that phone, wherever that phone may be. I'm sure it was, because there was no downloading in and PDF files and all that kind of stuff. If it was, I didn't know nothing about it back then. That's how old, you know, that's how far technology has came. And I'm only 33. You know what I'm saying? At this time, I was like, what, 14, 15 years old. That's like, what, 17 or so years ago, something like that, whatever. But I always want to be cautious that I'm always exposing the real. It's very important to me to always be authentically myself, 100% myself. I never, ever want one thing. I don't even want people to run into me outside, you know, walking around in the real world and not even recognize me because my face is all caked up on the internet all day. I'm doing edits on my face. If I have a blemish, I'm doing whatever edit to remove that. Never have I done that. No shade to people who do that. You know what I mean? Because I know I got friends who literally would edit the fuck out of a picture just to post it. Will delete it and repost it at a certain time of the day to make sure they're obtaining a certain amount of likes. And that's a lot of times that is insane to me. Like a lot, I don't understand it. I don't want to judge it, but I don't understand it exactly. Because I'm just like, wow, it's a lot of work. Like my friends are beautiful. My friends are beautiful. I'm like, girl, you don't got to do that. Like, you act like we don't, like a bitch don't get a period and have a pimple every blue moon. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's insane. So, you know, it's important for me to post a lot of videos as I am. You know what I mean? Done up. Done down, hair over my head, hair not all the way straight. First of all, I'm natural. I'm a natural girl. And so my hair ain't always going to do what it want to do. It does not listen to me. It does not go on what I want it to do. Sometimes I'm having a great hair day and I want to show off these curls. They popping and shiny. They look healthy. My hair look full. Some days my hair looks really, really brittle. Split ends is looking bad. See-through hair. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this just ain't working. This does not look lush, okay? Let me put this up. You know what I mean? But it's important to talk and share those truths in those moments because we do have young ladies, young girls who are looking at that, who are literally looking at that, who are basing their look and their lives off of that. I always want to be relatable. That's important to me. That's one thing that I can truly say about me. Because down the line, eventually, when I get a little older, whatever the case may be, I'm not sure exactly, but I want to do some type of mentoring. That I know. That I know is somewhere down the line, whether I own something or not, I do want to be a woman that young ladies can relate to and come to me and not feel judged, speak to me, and, you know that they trust that they're going to get that real. Because I'm gonna give you that real. Because I like people who are real with me. So it's important for me to always be authentically, you know, real with people, with the world, because we're living in a real world. We're not living behind computers all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? It's not. Well, I'm not. I'm personally not. I'm not saying it doesn't exist because clearly it does. So, you know, hey, it's important to just understand what you're putting out and what type of a energy are you wanting, you know, what kind of vibes are you wanting people to grasp from you when they visit your page, when they listen to your content, when they watch your videos, when they listen to your podcast and they're strolling through your story or whatever the case may be. As you guys know, I'm not always a big story stroller. There's just a lot going on with the stories a lot of times. And then they have the close friends, and I remember when they dropped the close friends, I didn't know anything about it. And so I damn near put my whole timeline in my close friends. So it's like, okay, what's the point? And I don't have the patience to go in there and edit it out. And so it's like, if I got to post some freaky shit, nasty shit, I'm going to post this shit so everybody can see it. You know, and maybe they did that so family and friends won't be able to see. For me, when I used to be really active on Facebook, y'all, listen, you can block me. You could mute me. You can do whatever you want to do. I never was the type to sit back and be like, oh, I don't want to post this because my grandma's going to see it. Nah, grandma, this is how I'm moving out here. I don't know why you shot grandma, because you know what it is. I'm myself with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 100% myself with my family. I'm going to be through and true at all times. I'm not changing up because I don't understand why y'all motherfuckers be changing up on me. And so I never want to be that person. I never want to put off that amount of confusion to people. I just don't believe in it. And that's a lot for people to take in. And a lot of people don't respect me for that. A lot of people get very annoyed from that. A lot of people walk around and I can just tell off their energy that they really are bothered that I do live in my truth. And I've noticed that a lot now as I get older. People are very, very, they literally go out of their way to like debate with me or start some shit or question me or whatever, because they just can't believe that I'm okay with living in my motherfucking truth. Meanwhile, I'm looking at them like, why can't you? And you so worried about me, what I'm doing, I think that you need to go sit down and continue to work on you and find yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because you're so busy trying to keep up with that Jones over there. And that Jones over there ain't even living in her truth or his truth. But that's what you so big, that's what you worried about keeping up with. That's what you're so worried about, impressing. That's not my truth. And I'm not judging you for doing that. I just need you to get the hell out of my face and try to make me feel a certain way about being who I am. I don't know what it's like to not be who I am. I don't. I've shared this before. It's a struggle. For me, I had to learn how to calm things down, speak calmly to people, take in consideration that everybody isn't as loud and as bold and in your face as I am. Also understanding that I have a very quiet, shy, reserved side about myself. That a lot of people would be like, nah, you don't. No, you don't. And I'm looking at them like, well, how are you going to tell me about me? That's weird, because I know that in November 27th, 88, I came out the pussy solo. Where were you? I thought my mama, Debbie, laid on her back, had me natural, and held me in her arms by myself. My sister wasn't there. My sister was brought to the hospital to see me. So where were you? I'm confused. And if you can't make that make sense, I don't know what the fuck we talking about. And that's a lot of times that's going to be how I'm going to get at you. Because it's a fact. Because it's a fact. So people have to take the time out to really understand, what are you doing? What are you putting off? Who are you watching? Is it healthy? Is this real? The contact that you are constantly obtaining, is it real? I went through my Instagram and started putting when I start really learning how much you can limit your Instagram on what you see on your algorithm and your feeds and stuff, I limited down to where I see nothing but positivity. Probably the most shadiest thing that I follow will be the Shade Room. And I'm not going to lie, that's where I get a lot of my news from, because I don't watch the news. And yes, the Shade Room, I guess, you know, we wouldn't consider that, real news. But it's my real news, and that's what I'm sticking to. You know what I mean? It's things that I want to see. And I might follow, like, a 209 Times, because I live here in Stockton. And so I do need to be a little bit more aware of what's going on in my neighborhood and what's around me. Even though I feel like it's negative and people are always dying, and I don't always want to take that in. But I do follow them. I just, you know, whatever. They're there. But I did a lot of limitations on what I'm following, because I got tired of seeing things that I felt like were just distracting, and it wasn't real life. And I was allowing those lifestyles to distract me. I wasn't necessarily influenced by it. You know, I might have had my moments of like, dang, like, that's what's up. Like, they got that. Or, damn, she hella lucky she can go get them outfits and them shoes. Like, goddamn, what does she do? What's her living? Wow, she's also on a trip. Like, that's what's up. I can't wait to get my money together and get my bills and stuff out the way so I can go ahead and travel. Whatever, just things that you think about, because people do things for the picture. People do things for the picture. The way that I see people don't even smoke. We go get a hookah just because you want to take a picture with it. What are we doing? Really, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? And there comes a time when you got to really sit back and ask yourself, what am I intaking? And this is a constant intake. You know what I'm saying? So it's just important to be cautious, you know, to be aware of, you know, if you are looking to get into that field, have a game plan. You know, what audience are you trying to reach? If this gets into the hands of somebody sensitive or younger or something, are you proud or are you ashamed? You know what I'm saying? I just seen the clip. I never watched the Kardashians. not my cup of tea, whatever. Now that they're on Hulu, I said, you know, I'm curious. I watched the first episode, right? And I'm probably not going to continue because I'm not interested. They're still not interested to me. It's just not. However, it was, there's a scene in there where, you know, Kim's son Saint is playing Roblox or whatever that game is. It's a popular game that these little kids are playing. And his mama, it was like clickbait that pulled up, and his mama's on this, you know, new sex tape type of thing. For the rest of her kid's life, she's gonna have to worry about that content. And this is a boy. Because you put that out there. You put it out there, or it was released, or whoever put it out there. Either way, it made your son rich. You know, and there's gonna come a time where he's gonna understand that. Like, damn, my mama put the whole family on because she, you know, she had sex on this camera. I don't know if you want to spin it to a good or bad thing, but that's real, and it happened, and it freaked her out. It bothered her because now she's a different woman. She's a lawyer now, obviously, where she's going to law school or completing law school, whatever the case may be. She's a billionaire, I believe, or a millionaire, going on billionaire, whatever the case may be. She was a wife and, you know, a mother again. And so now you regret certain things in your past coming up, you know, that you have to deal with. I'm cautious of that. I'm not going to hold y'all. I've always said to myself, like, damn, if I had a sex tape out there, shit, I'm going to be throwing that shit back, because if it ever goes viral, I better look good in it. You know, I've had my ratchet moments like that, and I'm still going to stand on that. If it happens, it were to happen. However, I'm sure and I'm conscious about who I'm dealing with, what I'm putting out there, what's being recorded to me, how am I speaking. Even this, my podcast, it's out there. Once you put something out there, it is out there. A lot can change in a year. Somebody can come into my life, change my life and start digging up old dirt for me. Old mug shots and shit from my past of me going to jail for petty theft and stupid shit like that. Raggedy shit. You know what I'm saying? That can come up. But I'm happy because I live in my truth. I ain't never lied to y'all. So if it comes up, it's going to come up. There is going to be no shame. I ain't got to pay you off. As a matter of fact, go ahead and put that out there. You ain't getting no money from me. Do what you need to do. Because I didn't already know what it is. I want to always be authentically myself and as real and as transparent as possible. Because for me, when I was a young girl, I wish that I had somebody that I can really fuck with and respect and look up to with no judgment. And I didn't. I didn't have anybody like an older cousin that I just felt like was dope as fuck, that I aspired to be, that I can go and talk to and stuff like that. I didn't have that. I had my peers who are my friends, but you guys are my peers, so we figuring it out. I do got partners now who are my peers who inspire me. My friends inspire me all the time. I don't want any friend around me that does not inspire me. I don't, because you are as successful as the five people that you keep around you. Me personally, I'm not really always around a solid five woman all the time. I do have my main girls that I kick with on the regular, and all of them are very inspiring to me, whether it's because they are amazing wives, amazing mothers, doing what they need to do. I have BGs who are amazing creators. You know what I'm saying? And I'm grateful for that. And all of them live in their authentic truth. Every single last one of my friends lives in their authentic truth, whatever that may be for them. And I'm so grateful for that, you know, because it matters to me. I don't want to be, we're living in such a fake world that I can't have fake in my inner circle. That's going to bring me anxiety and drive me crazy, because now I'm confused. I don't know what's what. You know what I mean? They're inspiring me daily. I don't have friends that judge me, and I don't judge them. You know what I mean? We support each other. I genuinely love my girls. My girls genuinely love me. I feel that from them. You know, we tell each other this all the time. Yes, I have a closer relationship to some of them versus the other ones, and that's okay. It is what it is. There's more history with some of them than it is, you know, a few. Some of them were getting closer now. Been knowing them for years. All of a sudden, this is just our phase to be closer. Things happen. But I'm cautious of things, of what I am entertaining and surrounding myself with, being around. Just in this year, I have been really, really buckling down about who I'm constantly, you know, going on my way for, or I'm going to visit, or who comes and sees about me, who checks on me. I'm just cautious because I was making myself way too available for a lot of people, feeling for a lot of friends, because I know a lot of people and I do have a lot of friends. I do. And I start realizing, oh, y'all, if I'm breathing hard, I am so sorry, because your girl is really out of shape. I need to get this shit together, though, for real, for real. And I hate working out. Oh, my God, I hate working out. But this is out of control. I'm going to need me some water. Let me take me a little water break. Hold on, y'all. Okay, y'all, thank you. I'm back. Okay, but I started noticing that I was spreading myself way too thin by trying to keep up with things and be present in a lot of my friends' life. And I was low-key neglecting my own time for myself. And y'all know I'm selfish with my time. I'm so selfish with my time. I'm very, I like to just be, you know, alone time is very, very important to me. I like to just be in my own space. I've been going through just self-investment, actually, which is, self-investment is my second quarter goal. Okay, you guys know, again, that I break down goals. I've been lately learning how to break down my goals, you know, my year into four quarters. First quarter, I was under construction, is what I broke that under. So the first 3 months of the year, and that's actually what it was. I just kind of drew back from a lot of people, and I just was under construction because I was spreading myself too thin across the board. And it was becoming to be a little bit too overwhelming to me, feeling bad that I couldn't make it to certain events and parties. And I wasn't pulling up on so many friends as I often did and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? These motherfuckers ain't really pulling up on me like that. And they're welcome. They're welcome to pull up on me if they want to. They're welcome to call on me. We can have these, you know, beautiful conversations. I love to converse. I love to keep up with my friends. I love picking their brains about where they are now and what goals they're currently working on, because that's, you know, it's motivating to me. But it was just too much, way too much for me. And it just wasn't always feeling like my, you know, certain people around me at the time were being authentic with me. And so I had to make a choice to just kind of draw back and, you know, worry about myself. So it was, you know, under construction. Now this second quarter, I'm breaking that down into self-investment. And I've already been kind of starting on that, just investing in myself, doing certain things. And that self-investment it's for me, it's investing in myself to do what's going to make me better moving forward in my life. What are some, you know, personal goals of myself that I want to complete and accomplish in order for me to feel comfortable for whatever next stage I'm going to be going into. And I don't exactly know exactly what that is right now. I haven't been putting too much pressure on myself to keep up with the Joneses. And I've just been taking life day by day, moment by moment. And I'm just trying to make every single cycle of my life count and matter. You know what I mean? For me. I'm not worried about what it looks like to on the outside looking in and what it looks like to everybody else and what everybody else got going on. I'm not worried about that at all. I'm worried about Sharita and Faye and what I'm doing for myself and how am I working on, you know, certain things that I don't like. What am I doing to change it? And if I'm not focusing on the change that I want to see, something's wrong with me. This ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. This shit personal. And it really is. It truly, truly is. And it has been going phenomenal. For me, it's been a really, really big thing for me to get down credit debt. And I've been knocking that shit out the park, left and right. Like just closing cars. Not closing them, because if you close your car, your credit going to stop. So I don't be closing them. I mean, your credit ain't going to, you know, do well when you do that. So I have not been closing them. I've just been paying them down, bringing balances down to zero. And I have paid off two. I have a total of four, and I paid off two, chopping down the third one. My fourth, the big one, and that big one was worth it because that big car saved my life. So I have no regrets on the debt that I have racked up. at all, because it was definitely for reasons and purpose. But now I kind of want to shift it and I want to make this credit work for me. I'm understanding financial very differently now. And I'm so open to understanding how can I obtain wealth. Big thing for me. I didn't have that growing up. And it was always a struggle for me growing up. And I don't want to struggle. Sooner than later, I want to have a baby. That's a goal of mine. And it may be sooner than what people, you know, are thinking. But there's some things that I do for my own peace of mind that I want to happen before I step into that realm, because that's real. And I refuse to play any games with this innocent life that's soon to come into my life, into my world one day. When the time is right, when me and my partner are ready, that's what we're going to do. And I speak about that too. I've been learning how to be a better partner, how to let go of certain things, move forward, and relearning people. Okay. Because I done spent the block. All right. And so just doing maturity, you know, self-investment in myself with my maturity and being true to who I am and who I say I am. Really standing on my 10 toes, like, nah, this is me. This is me, hate it or love it, on a real level. Like, this is me. You're looking at Sharita, me, and all of my truth. As a 33-year-old grown woman, I'm in my early 30s, making this shit count. I'm about to make this shit count because my 30s have been grand. They have been so good to me so far because I'm finally at the level of adulthood to where I'm, you know, I'm kind of got a little, you know, a little cushion. I'm kind of comfortable. I can do certain things that I want to do. My decisions are smarter. The way I move is smarter. My friends are in a different phase in life. You know, people are getting married. People are, you know, kids are getting older. Careers are starting. Just certain things that I'm making sure I'm surrounded with, that I'm looking at, like, wow, okay, so it's obtainable, it's doable. I'm seeing them do it, so that lets me know that this is obtainable, and it's at arm's reach, and I can really make this happen if I focus and I work really hard and I have a great support system with me, and I'm open to allowing this help in, understanding that I ain't got to do this by myself, because I was so caught up in doing shit by myself, because that's all I knew. And that's all I've ever done, was do things by myself, for myself, because I didn't have, and I don't have, a family that is able to support me in the way that will be helpful. Either they're not able to, or they don't give a fuck and they don't want to. Whatever the case may be, not my problem. I'm not worried about it. I'm just not, because there is help out here, and it doesn't have to be with a familiar face. Strangers is gaming me. You know, watching weekly webinars and joining little classes, you know, looking things up on YouTube and just obtaining education that I want to get. You know what I mean? Not having the regret of me not going to a 4-year college and things of that nature. Not feeling like anybody is superior of me because I didn't make that decision. I don't feel no way. Everybody's taking life at their own pace. And I'm understanding that now. There's no judgment. You're doing things in your own time. And I tell anybody young like that, like, baby, take your time. Day by day. How are you doing today, Sharita? You know, girl, living day by day, taking things day by day. I'm taking it day by day because I already know what my goals are, what I am working on day by day to obtain a bigger picture. And I'm not always ready to fully share that. You know, it's still some things that I'm keeping near and dear to my heart that I'm protecting. Okay, that I am protecting, because it does mean that much to me. And it's very rare that I share certain things with certain people, because it's very, very important to me on how whatever I share to people, what are they going to pour into me? Because some people are just downright negative, and I ain't got no time for that, family included. Some people, well, you know, they always saying that. I've seen family just, oh, they'll be back in jail. Like, God damn, no hope. No hope. You have no hope for them. You are not speaking life into them at all. Maybe that's why that little cousin back and forth in jail. Who's believing in them? You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. You know, you look at things like that. I look at things like that. And that ain't what... No, that ain't it. You know what I'm saying? And so, I hold certain things near and dear to me. Until, you know, I accomplish it. Or I'm learning how to share them with my partner. Because this is who eventually it's a good chance I'm going to build with. This person here, and this is what matters. This little dynamic here, and what are we going to do? You know, so separate goals that we're obtaining with each other. Where I'm being more open and speaking about certain things with, you know, with my partner that I never was open with before. And that I realized, like, damn, that's not cool. Because if you're in a partnership, y'all should be able to talk about everything. And pour into each other and support each other. And support each other's goals and help each other obtain them goals, right? That's what you should be doing. You shouldn't be sitting back like, oh, this might sound stupid. He's not going to believe in me or she's not going to believe in me. No, that's not, what you doing there then? What are you doing there? It's crazy. Or, oh, I can't say this because they're going to be offended. I ain't got time for that. Because you should know that I love you to where I'm not going to offend you. I'm talking about what's the next move. And if you're not here, you're not with it, you got to step aside. And that's just the reality of it because I'm at that age now. I'm that person now. I'm not looking back. I don't want to look back, you know, and that's a hard thing for me to do, to not look back. Because I'm always looking for answers and closure, and I need closure. I'm the kind of person where I need closure. I need it. If I don't get it, I'm lost and confused. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to continue to keep worrying about what happened. That's just how I am and who I am, and not okay. It's absolutely not okay. You know what I mean? And so that's been my focus. You know what I'm saying? And so be careful about what you're tapping into this influence and think, what are you influencing? Who are you influencing? What are they taking away from your page? Are they walking away happy with, you know, taking something positive from it? Or are they walking away with their head held down, ashamed, guilty because they can't obtain whatever perfect false life that you're giving them or whatever the case may be, and they feel like it's obtainable. You know what I mean? Like, let's be cautious of what we're putting out. Whether you're taking pictures behind the lens, you're not speaking, whether you are doing dances, whatever the hell it is that you're doing, let's be cautious about what we're putting out there, okay? And then, I'm not sure if you guys are taking a little note there and if you guys are breaking down things in a quarter vibe as well. And if you are, hey, shout out. Let me know if that works for you. Reach out and tell me, like, hey, it does work for me to have small goals obtained and break things down or do it your way. Whatever works for you. You feel me? But for me, second quarter, first quarter down, under construction, down. I feel like I did very well with that. Very, very well with that. Second quarter up, self-investment. Let's go. This was fast. I just wanted to come on and holler at y'all. Peace be still. I hope you guys are shining bright like diamonds and living in your truth, not being distracted, staying motivated. Embrace your bad days and your good days, boo. It's only temporary. This was fast.